Gwen Moore has been a congresswoman representing Milwaukee for more than 20 years. A lot going on nationally and in Washington, D.C. She is back in the district for the Christmas break. Julia and I had the chance to sit down and talk to Gwen Moore earlier today. Let's start with what's going on with SNAP, because the president has decided that his administration may withhold funds from some states because they're not turning over some information. That would impact a lot of people here in the state of Wisconsin. Can you talk about this topic a little bit?
You know, the president continues to hold feeding people hostage in his stewardship. He cut about $200 billion, almost $200 billion out of SNAP in the One Big Beautiful Bill, limiting people under age 65, between 18 and 65, to 3 months out of a three-year period in which they're eligible. Also changes the rules so that for the first time, states are responsible for some of the administrative costs of administering SNAP. And I just want to point out, John, I mean, 700,000.
That's a lot.
Wisconsinites rely on SNAP, and our state would really be hard-pressed to close those gaps. We were worried very early on when DOGE came in and grabbed all of our information. And now what the president intends to do is to force states to collaborate with him on his immigration status. That's as simple as that. And our governor has pushed back against this. Our attorney general, Josh Call, who I thought might run for governor, is not. He's got a big old job, really fighting this administration, and I can see how that would have prevailed in his decision making. This is yet another effort just to terrorize the country with his immigration deform process. You know, the story about Yesenia being forced out of the country with her two twin daughters comes to mind. Someone who was not at all a threat to anybody in this country, was an asset in this community. Two American daughters, not your gang members that Trump promised during his campaign to rid us of.
I also want to ask you, I'll do it right now since you brought up the governor's race.
I knew you were going to ask.
I know. Well, you got friends in this race, I know you're friends with Mandela Barnes, who just got in. You're close with David Crowley, who's in.
Love
them both. You
know
all of these. What does this mean for Milwaukee and for the race? And will you get behind a candidate?
I am staying out of it. Except for my one vote.
Yeah, but that's what's going to happen, is that a lot of people like you who are Democrats are torn. So do you think that that could split?
Well, it'll give them an opportunity to campaign.
Or is that a disadvantage?
I think it is really, it would be an existential threat to us to have a MAGA governor in this state. You know, Wisconsin continues to be the purplest of the purple states, and to have a MAGA governor would just further deteriorate our ability to do it. So, number one, I don't want a vitriolic primary among the Democrats. You know, I want each and every one of them to swear to keep the main thing the main thing, the issues about moving our state forward, about fighting against the Trump initiatives and MAGA initiatives. And I don't want them fighting and beating up each other.
But behind the scenes with David Crowley and Mandela Barnes, I mean, you know, you have the temperature on everything that's going on. Is that kind of splitting a lot of people, or are people upset?
Well, one of the things that I feel very concerned about, it would be, I believe that we truly can have a person of color being the governor. And we have a very, very impressive group of people. And I believe that a woman can win. We've never had a woman governor. I believe a black person. I think that the primary could be healthy, but I'm concerned that that we spend a lot of money in the primary with all of these candidates, and then we find ourselves hustling and raking and scraping to get things done in the general election to win. I think Tom Tiffany, who's the most preeminent candidate on the other side, is just absolutely the worst candidate so far in the Republican primary, and I would hope that these primary candidates could come to some consensus around being decent.
You know Tom Tiffany. I mean, he's one of your colleagues on the floor.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, I am so disappointed in the Republican None of them are the Paul Ryans that I knew. The Republicans in Congress that I have gained some comedy with, have relations with, co-sponsor bills with, they're all retiring because they have been forced to sort of walk the plank with Donald Trump. We don't need a Wisconsin Trump.
So Trump supporters say, Congresswoman, that he's negotiating successfully peace deals around the world. The stock market's at a record high. I tell you that as background. Can you point to anything that you believe Donald Trump is doing well, that he's done that's good for the country?
Well, so far there is less bloodshed in Gaza, but of course that has not settled down. I don't see, what is he offering as a peace deal in the Ukraine except saying to Ukraine, give Russia land. I think as a member of the Ways and Means Committee, his tariff policies have been a travesty. It's really raised prices on everyday people, raised prices on importers. It's put our economy into havoc. And about the only thing I can speak of that I would give him a thumbs up on is trying to make some intervention in the Gaza situation, although I think that that is marginal as compared to the other things that he has done.
So congressional maps, I know that may affect you and your colleagues. We have Florida. DeSantis is thinking about doing it. Indiana wants to do it. That would just gain one Republican seat. And Virginia now wants to do it. But that would gain, maybe it would be 10-1 for Democrats. What do you think about that in the long term?
It's a race to the bottom, very clearly. But the Supreme Court, I mean, and it's stunning reversal of where they were even 2 years ago. Just approved, I think it was yesterday, the Texas map, saying that it wasn't racially motivated. Give me a break, John and Julia. I mean, there's all kind of video, written stuff. I mean, they clearly did it on the basis of race, getting rid of all the black people, violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which is hanging on by the hairs of his chinny chin chin. And, you know, I think that it's a race to the bottom. It's really terrible. I am not upset that California did what they're going to do. If Virginia is going to do it, Maryland, Governor Wes Moore is trying to get that accomplished to offset the Republicans trying to create a permanent majority for themselves. I mean, they have realized that there are more of us Democrats than there are of them. And so they have got to use tactics like this gerrymandering to install themselves as a permanent majority. You know, this reminds me so much of what I learned in history. We are in a space now that reminds me so much of like 1877, a backlash against the progress of black people. And what did they do? They used gerrymandering, redistricting, Jim Crow laws, used the legal system. They allowed white supremacist groups like the Ku Klux Klan to emerge, little to no backlash. So they used the ballot, denying us the right to vote. This is exactly where we are now, where we see people like the J6ers, Stephen Miller saying the January 6ers didn't have due process rights, where we see 1,500 of these criminals back on the street. They're showing up at Jamie Raskin's house and Barack Obama's house. They're continuing to commit crimes, but the white supremacists are being empowered and they're messing with us at the ballot box. This is just probably a unfortunate backlash against Barack Obama winning two terms.
So you said there are more Democrats than Republicans.
There are more people.
How do we explain that Donald Trump had more votes this election than he had in the previous two elections?
He tricked people. He lied. You know, people like me, I'm a politician. I get out there and try not to make empty promises, try to tell the truth. You know, he lied. He said he was going to lower costs. Have groceries ever been higher? He promised people that he was going to get rid of all these murderers, gangs. And that's why some of the Hispanic folk voted for him. He lied. You know, there was a lot of anger against Democrats because somehow we were not able to stop the incursion of Netanyahu, Joe Biden. They worked endlessly, tirelessly to settle that. And of course, Netanyahu was waiting for his buddy to get back into office to protect him from the criminal court, the International Criminal Court. His best buddy is Donald Trump. So those angry people sat it out, voted third party. So there were a number of things that come together. And I would think that buyer's remorse is really high at this point.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore, we appreciate you making time for us. We're glad you're back home in the district. Thank you so much.
Always, always good to be home.
It's always good to have her on. So I know we're going to hear from people that say, why do you have Gwen Moore on? She's so far to the left. Well, it's the same reason that we have our Republican congressman on, because it's important to hear both sides. They are elected officials. We have Republicans on. We have Democrats on. It's important that we hold them accountable, ask them tough questions, but give them a voice. They're our elected officials, and she represents almost the entire city of Milwaukee.